The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Yeah, it's a delightful little story that that St. John recounts for us in the Gospel today. And you know, it's always interesting, right? We celebrate the feast of St. Bartholomew, but we don't translate his name for you. So like every other word in this passage is Nathanael, and you have to make the connection for yourself. That's Bartholomew, do you know? So just in case you hadn't made that connection already, that's Bartholomew, okay, Nathanael. So, and there's a reason for that. I mean, Mark identifies the first four followers of Jesus, and it's Nathanael, but it's, sorry, Bartholomew, and so here we understand it to be this one and the same person. And of course, tradition doesn't fail us on this point either. This is Bartholomew. We celebrate his feast today. So yeah, I don't know, you get some sense of his character, right? You get some sense of his character. He's in a little town in the far reaches, in the northern part of Galilee, right? He's from Cana in Galilee, and here's Jesus from like this another small town up the road, and it's like, yeah, what? No, come on, nothing good can come out of that, right? So, you get this kind of it's more than just local flavor. There's really a sense of, I don't know, some of the lightheartedness of the entire journey. Do you know? And I don't know, some guys who say don't always take themselves so seriously, right? That's good for us because we are the take ourselves too seriously crowd. So like, it's good for us that we see this lighthearted exchange in the Gospel today to kind of free us from some of that self-concern. Now these guys, I mean, and it's so, it's interesting. It's humorous. I mean, it's like, this is like the quickest turnaround in the whole history of humanity. Do you know, like, nothing good comes out of Nazareth. It's a, I saw you in the fig tree. You're the Son of God. Do you know, it's like, okay. Well, I'm not making the connection myself, but you know, he did, and he made the right connection. So there it is. He blurts it out. He's good. But here, yeah, he's Son of God, King of Israel. He's the Messiah, right? He's first to lay claim to that. And of course, St. John in his Gospel has already introduced the themes of Jesus being the Word incarnate, right? The God in the flesh. And so there's more going on in the passage than, than the three realize in their exchange there. But it's really quite fantastic. And then Jesus gives us his sense. Again, this is really important for us, I think. Again, being built on apostolic foundations. We saw some of this yesterday in the Gospel, St. Peter's Confession of Faith. But Jesus is forecasting it already for them. Right? When he says that, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. It seems to be that he's referring to Jacob's ladder. He's referring to that place where Jacob is in the wilderness. He encounters then this image, this dream of the angels ascending and descending. Right now, what happens in that scene is that Jacob calls that place Bethel. He calls that place the house of God because God is present there, and God is God is by his side. Jacob. Okay, so this is number one. Jesus wants us to see this. Right here, and here is focused on the Son of Man. So here is where Jesus is. Where Jesus is, God is alongside. Okay, this is number one. Number two is the angels ascending and descending. Is that in him, in Jesus, in that place, heaven and earth are coming together. Okay? Now, this is important, right? Because it happens in Jesus. The coming together of heaven and earth happens definitively in Jesus. The coming together of God and man happens definitively in Jesus. But it's a project that was always intended to extend to his whole people, to his entire people, the coming together of heaven and earth. And I think it happens in a number of ways. The two on my mind are, one, heaven has to come to earth in us. So this is it. First, we hear the word of forgiveness. We hear the word of mercy. We hear the word of love. We are loved by God. Yeah, he's not just alongside us. He's present. He's present in us. And he's present to us in the very depths of who we are. He's present to us in the depths of who we are. Not who you're pretending to be, but who you are. There's not one place in you that God does not love. Even if you're ashamed of it, it doesn't matter. God loves you there. Okay? In us. His love in us. And then, my friends, his love through us. Right? We're made by his love. We're made to be great lovers of the world. By his mercy, we are made to show mercy. A part of it goes back to what I was saying, right? In that place of our brokenness, in that place of our shame, our guilt, in that place of our being bound by whatever forces enslave us, he wants to save us there. That's going to become the place that not only where he frees us, but then he works through us to bring about the freedom of others. That's what he wants to do. Wants to work through us. And it's not, again, right? It's not, he wants to work through you like, I have a work to do. I have an apostolate, or I have a ministry, and I'm going to do that thing. No, you are made to love. And you have to love sincerely. That's your task. It's not even a task. That's who you have to be. It's not what you have to do. It's who you have to be. Because in you, Jesus is bringing together heaven and earth. In you, in the apostolic faith that you profess, right? In St. Peter's confession of faith, you are, and it's this same line, you are the King of Israel. You are the Son of God. You are the Messiah. You are God's anointed. You are doing it, Jesus. You are doing it. And we know today, not least, reason of which we wear red, that Jesus wants to do it in us, and he wants to do it through us. He wants to make us to be love all the way through, and he wants us to love all the way to the end.